The AI craze. With the aid of AI, I am creating advanced software across several directions. Programming languages, symbolic artificial intelligence, workout music generators, programming whips and harnesses. But to use the fruits of my looms, I have to climb down from my ivory towers. So today, while working on extremely advanced music generation, very experimental, still not sure if it's gonna work, I gave myself the old Winamp, a music player. The only MP3 player that worked on my old Pentium 90 that had me march into a patent scam office with a design for an MP3 CD player, only beat by the people who already worked on digital music and found MP3 to be what they needed. They were going to scam a teenager out of $10,000. And I might have actually beat CD players with MP3 decoders by a little while. Probably not. Today, I had AI put Winamp in my hand. Not on my screen, in my hand. I built it as a full-screen tablet application. And this, not my more advanced research, is where I declare the AI craze is open. Because with the help of artificial intelligence, anybody can do this. The heart and soul of the AI craze is very simple. You use big AI to make intelligent applications. You transport big AI powers into small useful applications. This does not mean you have to work on small AIs. You can, but really, you need to improve applications or create ones that were previously too difficult to create even for a team. For example, a music player with a 10-week workout plan that will teach both mind and body wisdom is precious. It is even more precious if you put it on a pristine, unused tablet and sell it as a personal trainer that someone can just open and use right there and then. Pay attention, because there are multiple steps here. You use AI to clean a tablet from ads and useless apps. You use an existing application and improve its features. Then you generate high-quality content for it, such as music or narrated books or comic books even. The hardest part is selling it, because some people won't be able to afford it. It's that useful. Look how you are not weighted down by app stores and fees and rules. How it is just you, your beautiful product, and word-of-mouth advertising. You can create comic books, interactive videos, workout programs, and even instructions on how to create such a business. Or, like me, you can just enjoy the triumph of having created a true marvel and keep on going up the ladder, building up higher and higher, while featuring your marvel in your design portfolio. Oh yes, you may choose to keep developing until you have something that is clearly irresistible. Aside from AI, the driving force behind this AI craze is that you cut out the middleman. There is no one in your way to clear the tablet and build something new with an AI helping you at every step. AI gives you the power of large corporations, though they are crushed by their own weight, and you can dance like a butterfly and punch like a speeding train. It's not just about making a sale, it's about your art, it's about your design portfolio, it's about learning and climbing higher and higher. This was not possible before. Everything was slow, and you had to fight your way through this. With the help of AI, especially once you learn how to use it correctly so that it just creates and never gets confused, you can rise and rise to no end.